Today is March 17th, 2024, St. Patty's Day, and my name is Sean, I'm your host. Oh yeah, it's 9:48 p.m. on Sunday night.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me, you never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. So today is St. Patrick's Day, and for some crazy reason, I made over $200 a day in 5 trips from Uber. That did not happen at all in 2023. The last time I made over $200 was in one day from Uber was when I drove this guy, Jeremy, from Tampa International Airport to Sarasota in 2022 on the last day of spring break 2022. That was the last $200 day that I can remember. And today, I made over $200 driving for Uber, and that's like, that does not happen. What happened today was, I was like, it was like noontime, and it was like, I was up like $90. And then when I drove over the Skyway Bridge, there was a surge for $21. That's like unheard of surge. And that was a blind surge too. Like usually drivers can see, you can look in the Uber app and you can see things that are like light yellow, orange, and red. And the darker something is, the higher the surge price is. Now, in Pinellas County, they've stopped putting dollars in front of the surges. It seems to me like they have too many people or something. They don't want people because I don't have anything to do with those surges. I do not chase them. Now, if you go across the Skyway Bridge and come into Manatee County, in Manatee County, see, Uber splits everything up into markets. And I think they do it by county, but I'm not really certain. Anyway, so as soon as you come over the Skyway Bridge into Manatee County, they put dollar signs in front of the surges over in Manatee County. So that's kind of cool. So then I looked down and it was a $21 surge, and that is like never. Like I remember, I think like in February, there was like an $11 blind surge I got one time. And I thought that was a big deal because Uber continues to lower and lower and decrease and keep on decreasing the pay to drivers. They look at drivers like an expense. They like riders. They can't stand drivers, and that is very obvious by their everything they do pretty much. But if you look at their insurance, they have no uninsured motorists. So like last March 24th, like I was at a stop sign, somebody struck me, so it was obviously their fault because I was completely stopped, but I had two Uber passengers in the rear of my car. So Progressive told me they fixed my car. And what else did they? They gave me a rental car, but they would not. They didn't want to have anything to do with my uninsured motorist coverage. I had $50,000. They said, nope, we're not going to do it. And Uber is, this is what they say. As soon as a passenger from Uber gets in my vehicle, I did not know this until now. As soon as a passenger from my vehicle gets in my car, or a passenger from Uber gets in my car, the Uber insurance policy takes over. They have no uninsured motorist. My uninsured motorist did not count. They didn't use it at all. And then Uber sells this driver-only insurance, which was the absolute worst company that I have ever dealt with in my life. They are like, I think they were very close to criminals. Like, I was like, how can you even exist as a corporation? And they're like a big company. They're really bad. Their name is Intact Insurance. They also go by Atlantic Casualty Insurance. They are the absolute worst. The only reason why I did it is because I just pressed a single button and it gave me coverage, and they take like 3 or 4 cents or whatever a mile out of my, automatically. They've been taking that out since I got the policy in June of 2021. They've been taking 4 cents a mile out of my every trip. They take 4 cents a mile from. They've been doing that for a long time. So then when I made a claim on it, then they danced around. At first they told people, they told people that sent them bills. They're like, okay, you're approved for payment. And then like they wouldn't get any payment from them for like almost 2 months, like 7 weeks. Like nothing. I mean, it's like you get ripped off and then 7 weeks, and then a payment appears all of a sudden. So the driver insurance from Uber is horrible. Just don't do it. I would say the best coverage that I ever had was from Geico. I had a commercial insurance policy. And when you drive for Uber, see, I didn't know this until I talked to somebody at Geico and I got a commercial. They canceled me though. They wouldn't renew me because they have some like this. Like I used them the first year that I got, that I was driving the first and second year. I don't know. But anyway, like I was just driving literally all over the place, and they make you take a picture of your odometer and send it to them in the mail every year when you have a commercial policy with Geico. So they sent me a letter and said that I had exceeded their amount. I had like on my odometer, I had 96,000 miles, I figured. But see, the thing with Geico is they got this threshold that Uber drivers can't go over, but they never tell you. They won't tell you there's one. They don't tell you about a threshold. Number one. Number two, they don't tell you the actual number that you can't go over. Like if they told me that, like I would actually try not to go over that number. I would know. But then it's like a secret. They would not tell me. Oh, it was just weird. So I still haven't filled out that paperwork for the petition to modify my child support. I've been thinking about what I'm going to say. I don't know exactly. I don't know. I'll probably fill it out soon. And I was thinking about like just scanning it in, uploading it, and I probably won't do that. I'll probably just send it in the mail to him. I don't know. It's like 6 pages of stuff. So like, it's not like something that you can just like do a couple clicks. This is kind of a big deal. So I need to spend a lot of time on it. So that's why I've kind of put it to the side, because I really don't have the time for it. It's like, it's going to be a 2 or 3 hour deal. I know it. But anyway, like I just ate dinner and I saw this last night from Mark Hyman. He's a doctor of functional research or something. I don't know. But he's a root cause doctor. And I think that's very important. He's very real. So I listen to what he says all the time. Like, I don't know, like, I was watching one day in November, like November 10th, and he was like, you know, I had seen it before, but there was another one. I thought it was like, lose your belly fat if you want to live longer. So being overweight is unhealthy also. I mean, in addition to all the risks, it's like really bad. So since November 10th until now, I've lost like 30.2 pounds. So I tend to listen to what he's saying. I'm like, and I got like this. I found my, after 2 years, I found my Apple Watch. The reason why I couldn't find it at first was because it was lost nowhere near where I was looking. But anyway, so I was like, I'm looking at the, and I like this Apple Watch because it has this sleep watch thing. And like, sleep watch isn't as accurate as this other thing that I got from Amazon a couple times or once. I don't even remember. But it died and didn't work anymore, but it was really awesome. It measured my my actual blood oxygen level, and it was horrible. I mean, like, doctors and, you know, nurses and stuff at a hospital, they freak out when you drop below 95%. And let me see. I got it around here somewhere. I just saw it was like something crazy, like 70% or something. Something like that. It was really low, but I can't find it. I don't know. It's somewhere in there. I'll run into it later. You know what? This works usually pretty good if I change the icons to large. And then look at it this way. Let's see. Where is it? It should be really easy to find. Maybe the... I don't know. Maybe it's in a folder or something. I don't even know. But I saw it the other day and it was like, really, my oxygen was really low. And what I did first, when I found out my oxygen was really low, I was like, all right, that's a problem. It was crazy low. It was like 73%. And this is not something that just happened once. Like, I would check it like every single night. Like, it was like a watch kind of thing that I put on. And then I put it on my finger and I would lose it. So anyway, it was like this watch band thing. So I put it on and my oxygen got really low and I was able to look at it and see it. I'm like, that's a problem. And I was really overweight at the time also. And I'm really broke. So it's not like I can pay someone. Oh, I learned, I don't know, sometime about being fat. It's like fat cells never completely go away. They just get smaller. So if you're fat, you will always have those fat cells unless you go to like some place like do liposuction and they actually suck out the fat. And that is the only time that fat actually goes away. So, but I did not have enough money to pay them. So I've been doing this. Anyway, what I did was I got this thing. I looked online, looked at all these forums and looked on YouTube and got the absolute best CPAP machine I could find. It was like, at the time, I think it was like $600. And I got a prescription for it. And then they emailed me the prescription and I saved it in case I need it for later. And then I got the best mask that I could find. And it was like the, I think it's called the Dreamweaver or something. I don't even know. But so I would wear that and use this CPAP machine. And what that is that is an actual air pump for fat people. So, but the thing was that I had to do something immediately and I didn't have the money to go to Sono Bello and get liposuction. So I got one of these CPAP machines. So that was, I think that was like last year or something. So now I'm really broke and I don't have anything. So like, but I'm down in weight. I've lost like 30.2 pounds. That's kind of good. So I don't have one of those things anymore. But if I could see my, I do have something that I can check my oxygen. I did check my oxygen, but I was awake. It doesn't do it when you're sleeping. That's why I wear the Apple Watch. Anyway, so like, I was like, what's the deal? You know, if I could, cause I sleep like a wild person. Period. I just sleep like a crazy person anyway. So I snore and I run and I talk. I do all kind of crazy stuff when I'm sleeping. So anyway, so I'm like, why can't I sleep longer? See, this is a problem that I've recently had. Like, I get like 5 hours or 4 hours, not even 5 hours of sleep. And it's like, I can't even sleep longer. I'm like, whatever it is, just tell me what to do and I'll do it so I can sleep longer. So I, like an idiot, like I looked up Mark Hyman and sleep longer. So I looked it up and bam, a video came up. I watched his video and he said in that video, do not go to sleep for 3 hours after you eat. So what I've been doing lately is like I've been eating and going right to sleep. So I can't do that anymore. So since I heard that from him, I've been staying up. I first heard that from I think it was like last night or the night before. And I stayed up for 1 hour after I ate. And then I checked my sleep watch in the morning and I got to 300. I usually only get to like 200, 250. So 300, that's kind of a big deal. So I imagine the longer that I stay awake after I eat, the longer that I'll be able to sleep. So I figure I'm going to give it another hour tonight, maybe tomorrow, an hour and a half, 2 hours, blah, blah, blah. So I figured that I could just do a podcast right now and that would help me out. So that's what I'm doing right now. So let's see, what day is today? Today is the 17th, so 13 days left. I have 13 days to get child support. They're $300 for a child that's in a foreign country. They don't care that that child is in a foreign country. All they care about as child support is they have an order and that's it. So it is my job as a parent. I didn't know this when I had a child because things would be different. But as a parent, it is my job to make sure that that money is there on the first of the month. Or they start freaking out, start suspending driver license. And when they suspend driver license, I work for Uber. And Uber has like this kind of like weird thing that they can see stuff in the Department of Motor Vehicles before I'm even a licensed driver. And they see it at Uber, but like a month before I see it. I'm like, how does that even happen? I have no idea. So they can tell, Uber can tell immediately when there's any type of problem. This is what they just said to me. They're like, your insurance is going to expire in a month. They do this all the time. So I just go to my insurance company and just download the renewal notice. You know, I download the little renewed card and then, you know, with the new period on it, and I send it to them. No big deal. But this time I send it to them and it says right on that ID card, the dates are like 4/1/2024 to like 10/1/2024. So the Uber sent me a message and they said, this is what they said now. They're like, your insurance is not valid for one more month in the future. So send that to us after 1 month. I'm like, I just sent it to you because I got a message to send it to you. Now you're telling me not to send it? Whatever. I have said it before and I will say it again. The best evidence gatherer to have if you have a child, you should definitely have the Google Docs app on your phone. And the best evidence gathering device is the camera on that phone. And it should be used all the time. Like, I have a scanner and I have a phone, but my kid never talks to his father and he lives in another country, so I don't have any contact with him. I do not even have a good address for them. I mean, I just got nothing. I mean, I have an email address for his mother, but when I send her an email, she freaks out on me and starts, you know, like saying stuff that's not true. And I could go back and forth there, but I don't want to argue with her. She's just stupid and there's nothing that I can do about that. I cannot do anything to make this situation any better for anybody. If you have a child right now and you're facing child support, the best thing for you to do right now is, one, pay that child support. If it's astronomical, I understand that. Whatever you got to do, if you got to rob somebody, child support doesn't care where the money came from. I mean, they'll tell you they don't want you to rob nobody. But whatever you have to do to get that money, make that happen and start that petition right now to modify that child support down. Because the way that child support is right now, the law is on their side. It's completely against parents, 100%. It's against parents. They don't care about parents. All they care about is the money. If, like, for example, like, it, all they really care about is that you pay the distribution unit every month. Like, if you do anything, if you don't pay that distribution unit 1 month, they get paid. The child support enforcement agency gets paid huge sums of money when parents don't make their payments. Like, for example, like when the government shut down, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. I don't even remember. I don't know. I was driving it and it was like 4 years ago or something. But child support makes huge amounts of money when the government shuts down. I mean, vast amounts of money, because there are a lot of parents that are not getting paid, and the child support comes out of that pay and goes to the child support agency. But if the government shuts down, like, I think the Coast Guard and another branch of the armed services don't get paychecks when the government shuts down. And that was like the Coast Guard and something else. So all of the Coast Guard parents are not able to pay child support because it usually comes out of their checks. Now, there's no checks happening while the government is shut down. So child support is just doing reports. Now, when the government turns back on, who gets paid? Big time child support does. The Federal Office of Child Support Enforcement pays the states, because, like, parents live in states. So all over the United States, the Coast Guard was not getting paid. So child support was making crazy money then.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just want to get the money and live as a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think.